today.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank, reminding everyone this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for us, you can reach us toll-free at, I'm looking over
866-712-1300.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're so live. We almost both got caught unawares that we needed to start talking. I was about to do some little Twitter stuff, and then normally you jump right in on the second segment. So I was like just totally waiting for you, and then you just gave me the eyeball like, oh, my turn.
Too busy playing my Pokemon game.
Yeah, exactly. Put it down so you don't get hit by a car.
That's right.
So right before the break, you made mention of a West Seattle property that you said could use a diaper.
Yeah.
That's quite a teaser.
This one made the news. It was on all over the West Seattle blog, but also in I think the original article was from the Seattle Times.
Seattle Times.
And about a home that was too dangerous to enter, sold for $427,000 after an insane bidding war, and I think the writer was trying to illustrate just how crazy our housing market is. This home is, I don't know, 2,100 square foot house. It's in West Seattle, and the floors are collapsing, the roof is collapsing, and it has about 5 feet of, let's just say, liquid in the basement. And
really dirty liquid.
So, right, to the point that the
liquid that's supposed to be going outside.
Right, liquid that, we'd normally see in a diaper. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got the image.
You got the gist.
Thank you.
Anyway,
yes.
The only way people
it's called
are
explosive diarrhea for parents.
The whole house has a splotchkin syndrome.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right. So the only way anyone was allowed into this home is if they were a licensed and bonded contractor and they signed a
waiver. Yeah, a disclaimer.
To be allowed
in. It was
in.
Toxic.
Anyway, I think the article was intended to be an example of just how crazy our housing market is. But we just wanted to talk about the story behind the story, on this one.
Oh, yeah, because I kind of got into it a little bit with the guy from the Seattle Times who wrote it. Because my personal input was I felt that they had sensationalized it. I didn't know about the stuff with the sewage yet. Mm-hmm. But if you say West Seattle, that encompasses a pretty broad area.
Oh, absolutely.
Physically, right? Geographically. Yeah. And the price points vary widely. You know, if you're down near Roxbury, you get a completely different price point of a property versus, say, Alki, which is right by the water.
That's right.
Right? If you're on Del Ridge, you're getting something very different than being off of California, right? Two completely different feels, different services available to you, all that kind of thing. And the thing that they didn't really mention was that parcel is in Belvedere, which is one of the most expensive parts of West Seattle.
With sweeping views of downtown Seattle.
So that price point, they started it at two something and it went into the fours. Mm-hmm. And frankly, that's a very reasonable price point for a teardown.
Sure.
Now, you take that same price and you stick it down closer to Westwood and you got a livable house.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But not this one.
Yeah, no.
Right?
And you're absolutely right.
I said he sensationalized it. I wasn't a big fan of the article.
And I was more intrigued by the comments in the blog. You know, West Seattle blog is a fantastic blog, and their readers are very loyal. I love it.
You stalk them regularly, I know.
Because I'm in it. I had my picture in it last weekend for being at the West Seattle Street Fair.
Oh, that's right.
So
we
love them. But no, anyway. But the people are, it was about 50-50, you know. Half the people are saying, yeah, this is going to get redeveloped. And and the other half are like, dang it, you know, here we go again where somebody's going to put a mega house in, you know, another one in
It's the only way they can do it in an affordable fashion for the developers.
Well, we have such restricted land use requirements. It's so hard to build new homes that a lot of the builders going to urban infill where they just have to kind of build where they can build. And then they're going to build what the market
will bear. Well, if
you're
going to be in Seattle, I mean, if you want lots of room to build, go out to, you know, Bothell, Snoqualmie, and the places where there's still land available.
Absolutely.
But when you're in closed-in cities like Bellevue, Kirkland, Seattle, Shoreline, you don't have a choice.
That's right. No.
Your boundaries are full. You got to find new and inventive ways, which often leads to rezoning, to allow
higher,
for density.
Higher density.
And people forget that we are in a land, especially if you've moved here after 1990, they forget that we have the Growth Management Act. Mm-hmm. So every single city within the growth management boundaries is required to create density.
That's right.
They have goals for each city, and they get in trouble for not meeting those goals.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the things we talk about in real estate all the time is the concept of what's the highest and best use. Well, I'm sorry, but a sewage-filled house is not the highest and best use for that property any longer.
Well, you got an excellent point.
You know? So, you know, sometimes you just got to get on the bus, just keep moving forward.
Kind of the way it's going to go in the big city here.
Yeah, I know it's not always popular, but you know, fighting change won't make change go away.
No, that's right. That's right. So anyway, but you know, speaking of, apart from our sewage infested West Seattle home, how is the market looking?
Market has been, as we've been talking about for weeks, I feel like I'm just repeating myself constantly. It's been very busy. Anecdotally, my team, we have five different offers we're working on right now for a variety of clients in a variety of different market areas. I will say I'm starting to see a little bit of easing in further out areas. And when I talked to someone the other day, they were like, well, does further out mean Issaquah? And I'm like, no, I'm talking like Enumclaw.
Like, keep going. Keep driving.
Because most of Puget Sound has been on a tear for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. So there are some areas that, you know, just because, you know, the volume of people, you know, there's just not a huge horde of people moving out to Enumclaw right now, But I will say move-in ready homes. We still have a shortage in general. And in Enumclaw, part of that shortage isn't because there's massive demand, it's because that area has been longer to come back in the values. And so like an offer we just put on a property today, a woman bought it back in 2005, and I had to do all the calculations on it. And at the offer that we just put in, she'll lose about $10,000 in equity. And that's because when she bought it, she put $220,000 down.
Yeah.
Right? So the values just hadn't come back around that far out yet. Now, the difference being there's been houses in North Seattle. We've given this example before, an area in Greenwood where someone bought that house in 2012, which was the beginning of the upturn here. They bought that house at 365 and then sold it for over 660 4 years later.
Right.
Wow. So you can see demand pressures are different in different areas.
That's right.
But this client who's moving from kind of the Lake Taps, Bonnie Lake area out to Enumclaw, Buckley area to be closer to family because they just had a child, you know, for them, it's because there's still a shortage of inventory. They have to compare brand new construction that starts at $345,000 in comparison to it would start at $750,000 for the same house in Seattle.
Right? Absolutely.
They can get a lot more for their dollar. The challenge for them is someone having enough equity to be able to do a resale or going to new, because some of those homes that would meet their criteria are the same as the new construction that's out there.
That's right. And there's such a disparity from one neighborhood to the other. I'm looking at right now I'm working on that's up in Ballard on Dibble Avenue Northwest.
Oh, yeah, I know Dibble.
You know, this home, if it were sitting in Burien, might be 400, 450 up there. It's, well, just pretty much double it.
Yeah.
You know, double it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, so it's just kind of the nature of it. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So it's continuing
under
to be
our guests.
Wild and crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a little bit of an update from last week.
Yes, we
do. Lilia, please tell us, how did the event go on Saturday?
So we had, if you guys missed the last show, it was for, we did an auction for Puget Sound Honor Flight.
Yes.
And
we had you and Fred Charles on. He was very charming.
Yes, and he's one of the lucky ones who went just this past May. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up having over 200 people, guests, at the dinner and auction. Lots of them were veterans who have gone on the trip, so lots of stories, great entertainment. We are now adding 14 more veterans to the wait list because of our auction.
Awesome.
Very excited, but of course, we're always looking for more.
Right. Well, and the more people you add on, the more it adds to your fundraising requirements too, right?
Yes.
Because this is what that's all about, is helping fund for them to go back to see all these wonderful memorials.
No,
right?
We are, because of our auction and dinner, we are sponsoring 14 more veterans.
Oh, nice. That's fantastic. Yeah. So the fundraising efforts are allowing you to send 14
Correct.
More. Fantastic. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Very cool.
So, okay, and you said that actually some of our, so I want to thank our listeners right now.
Yes, because we had a good response,
we
I guess.
We did.
Right?
It was great. Yes. People called in and people came. They were guests from our show. It
Fantastic.
Was great. Thank
that,
you. Thank
oh,
you. Thank
it's
you.
It's so awesome. Wonderful to hear. So you and I ran into each other this morning at the Business Development Committee meeting for
yes.
the Renton Chamber, because we're both members of mm-hmm. that. Yeah. You almost made me cry, as I said. So don't do it today. Don't
okay.
do it this afternoon. So I was really pleased to hear the results of everything. So I want to put a call out again to our listeners. If you were compelled by last week's show, I'm putting a challenge out. Doesn't have to, people don't have to meet my challenge, but it'd be great to see other people get involved. I am going to sponsor a veteran.
Reba, that is so fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
And yeah. I'm super excited about that.
Wow.
I did
Thank
mention to you.
You
that I might put a little peer pressure on this fella right
no.
over here. But I obviously I can't.
I was driving up here, and I want in on that, too. So I,
oh,
okay.
my gosh. That's
okay.
awesome.
So we'll be yeah. talking. We'll yeah. be talking some numbers later. But yeah. I definitely will fund at least one veteran trip
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Reba, that's awesome.
So very excited about that. Listeners, if anybody else is interested, we have our past show on this up on the blog, teamreba.com/blog, if you'd like to hear it, if you'd like to learn more about it. Super excited. It's a wonderful, wonderful program honoring veterans
it
and their
really
service.
Is.
So thank you.
It truly has my passion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this, and just to kind of describe it, this the Puget Sound Honor Flight is where you take a veteran on one last mission.
Correct.
And,
yep.
and they go to Washington, D.C. They get to tour all the monuments.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All the memorials
kind of
built
the
in
memorials.
Their honor, yes.
Yeah.
yeah. And just such a fantastic program. And boy, listening
yeah.
to Fred talk about it last week, it gives me goosebumps.
Oh, it really,
it
yeah.
really
does.
It's really, really
yeah.
cool.
And Fred
Makes
is a resident
emotional.
At your, I know, that's why you almost made me cry this morning. But he's a resident at Merrill Gardens, correct?
He is. He is a resident. We also have Louise George, who's a resident,
okay.
who's also gone
the
as
Rosie
well.
Rosie Riveter.
Mm. Yes, she's awesome.
Well, so the rest of the show is going to be dedicated to not so much the veteran side, but folks who might be moving into an environment like that, who
mm-hmm.
need help getting prepared for that. And that's where Katie Munoz from Moving Forward is going to come in and help us talk about that. And we'll also talk about kind of how this all works together on the real estate, where they go, and how they do it.
Yes.
More on
okay.
Open House with Team Reba.
Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.